Let's get started with a very brief civics lesson. As everybody knows, before a bill becomes law, it has to pass both houses of the General Assembly. But that process actually starts in a committee room. So way back on March 8th, Representative Chris Welch, a Democrat from the Cook County Village of Hillside, presented his bill to an education committee. You'll find out what this bill is about shortly, but first, let's cut straight to the objection raised by Committee Chair Fred Crespo, another suburban Chicago Democrat.
It's clearly a mandate, obviously, so they have to fit this into the curriculum, and there's the cost associated with it. Do we know what that is?
Here's Welch's response.
The superintendents I talked to in my district were not opposed to it, said it wouldn't cost them anything to implement it. But certainly it's a mandate because we're saying you need to teach it in your schools.
So here's a clue. Unlike most controversial legislation, this bill isn't about numbers and dollar signs. This one is strictly about letters. Four advocacy groups filed witness slips opposing Welch's bill. Diane Rutledge directs one of those, the Large Unit District Association, representing more than half of all school children in Illinois.
The response I got from our superintendents was just that, again, encouraging might be fine. It's just that they really thought that was a local decision that their own school boards should make.
Representative Sue Scherer, a Democrat from Decatur and a former school teacher herself, spoke passionately in favor of Welch's bill.
I'm praying that you will call this bill now and move along. If they want to change something, you know, let's move it forward and bring up another bill if they want to change it.
Representative Kathleen Willis, a Democrat from Addison, where she served three terms on the school board, also spoke in support of Welch's bill.
This is something to almost compare with when we got digital clocks. My own daughter, I had to teach her at age 14 how to read a dial on a clock to be able to tell time better because she was so used to the digital clock.
Keep listening. She's about to tell you what this controversy is all about.
Yeah, it is a mandate, but I think it's a necessary mandate that we need to make sure we keep it in the school so that we continue to have children that are literate in all languages. And in this instance, it's cursive writing.
Yep, you heard that correctly. This debate is all about whether schools should be required to teach students how to connect their handwritten letters in the flowing script style known as cursive. Here's Welch again.
You know, before today, I heard zero opposition to this bill. This bill's been out there for a number of weeks. No one bothered to call. But this is
let me ask,
just good policy, Chairman.
Yeah. Knowing that there's some opposition, do you still wish to call this bill, or do you want to take it off the record, talk to them, and come back next week?
I think I want to call the bill.
On a vote that mainly held to party lines, Welch's cursive bill passed committee. A month later, he called it in the House of Representatives.
House Bill 2977 on the order of third reading. Mr. Welch, please read the bill.
House Bill 2977, a bill for next week education, third reading this House Bill.
Mr. Welch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 2977 does something very important for our state's youth, and that is it brings cursive writing back to our schools. The experts say that this is easy, it's faster, it helps students with their cognitive abilities, and it's just a fascinating way of learning. I ask for support of House Bill 2977.
Here's some of the ensuing debate.
Mr. Anderson.
Beginning with Republican Stephen Anderson, who represents Geneva.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Will the sponsor yield?
Sponsor yields.
The only thing I ever use cursive for is my signature. And quite frankly, no one can read my signature. It's just a scrawl. That's it. Otherwise, everything we do now, and I would maintain everything that our children do now, mostly, is all digital. It just feels like a throwback, Chris. It feels like a throwback.
Well, in response to that, every time you use your signature, I'm sure you use it when you write a check.
I do.
I think your signature is hard to duplicate.
You
and someone can't forge a check in your name because it's in cursive. Cursive helps a person establish their individual identity because it's just like a fingerprint. I think promoting cursive signatures on voter registration cards, on checks and other important documents is critical. But I also think if you teach it and they can write it, they can read it. They can read important documents like our U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and so many other historical documents because they've learned this important skill.
Well, as far as the signature argument goes, I certainly understand it, but I do not think it requires a class in cursive to be able to figure out how to create your signature. I truly don't.
Well, no one said that they have to create a class. Schools that are already teaching writings, teaching reading, English, they can have cursive taught 10, 15 minutes in any one of those types of subjects.
To the bill, I respect what the sponsor is trying to do, but I just think this is another mandate. I'm very sincere when I say when I talk to my school districts, they are screaming for more time to be able to educate on what they really need to educate on. This might be a good idea. I don't know. I'm not going to dispute data. But at the same time, is it the priority we need to impose? I would argue it is not. Thank you.
This bill is on short debate. We have 8 speakers waiting to speak. Control yourselves, members. Mr. Pritchard.
This is Representative Bob Pritchard, a Republican from Hinckley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll try to control myself. School districts are making choices as to what they have time to teach. And while I agree that we ought to be teaching cursive, it ought to be a local decision. Thank you.
Finally, here's Republican Mike Fortner, who represents West Chicago.
Printing characters can be just as unique and distinctive an identifier as connecting the characters with cursive. This is really moving us backwards in time, not forwards in time. I would strongly urge a no vote.
Mr. Welch is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to point out to my Republican colleagues that Alabama, Louisiana, and Tennessee, which are Republican-controlled states, recently passed this. And I would ask that over the 2-week spring break, my colleagues take a close look at this and understand why this is such a good idea. But for now, I'd like to pull this bill out of the record.
Bill, will you take it from the record?